time for Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. In today's program, I'll be playing some delightful duets, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, the Boswell Sisters. Well, that's actually a trio, isn't it? So not almost qualifies. And other artists that you'll hear in the first part of the program are Dakota Staton, the band of Bob Barnard, Melbourne Jazz Band, Steve Lawrence and Hildegard, not to mention Grace Moore and Edwin Duff. Who's Edwin Duff? An Australian singer of yesteryear. I'm going to begin with a recording where Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. had some fun with a song that Bing Crosby and his son Gary recorded in 1950.
How about a Sam song? Yeah, we'll do a little Sam song. Give me the lyrics and we'll do it. Here's a happy tune.
A happy tune.
You love the croon.
You love the groom.
They call it Dean's song.
You don't seem to understand.
Catchy as can be.
I must agree.
The melody.
The melody.
They call it Dean's song.
Looks like I'm gonna have to explain this thing. You don't dig this scene. I'm saying Dean. The song is Sam's song.
Sam, you're just a ham.
But Dean, here's the scam. The song was named after Sam.
Sam who?
Sam Houston.
Oh, may I say with pride, where I reside, they call it Dean's song.
That's quite a group you got going for you too, pal.
There's no bigger choir that you could hire for singing Dean's song.
They make the Mormon Tabernacle sound like a trio.
Sam, it's plain to see you're put out with me.
No, I'm just not singing along.
Tell you what I'll do. Since you're a Jew, we'll call it Clyde's song.
Clyde's song?
Here's a happy tune.
It's a sweet melody, and I'm happy to say it was named after me, but he's calling it
Clyde's song. As can be.
No, I don't like to beef, and I'm sorry to say that the man is a thief, but he's calling it.
It's Clyde's song. Nothing on your mind.
There's a lot on my mind, and I'm laying here saying you're being a guy because you're calling it
Clyde's song.
My Italian friend, we have reached the end. We just don't seem to blend.
Sam, let's compromise. Da, 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 da. We'll call it Sam's song.
Did he say Sam's song?
Ah, well, let's give the ending a ride.
Yeah, but don't nobody tell Clyde this.
It's Sam's song.
It's not Pete Epstein's song.
Sam's song.
It's not Mona's song.
Samsung.
The only thing I know is that when this record come out, it better be called Samsung, or you're going to get a nasty letter from my solicitor, Calhoun. That's Samsung.
Samsung. Oh,
yeah. We're Quaddling, and Jack Elliott wrote Sam's song, not Clyde's song or Dean's song, but Sam's song. It was sung by Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. And now for something very different.
I'm in heaven when I see you smile, smile for me. Lighted the road leading home. matter wherever I roam. Smile for me, my Diane. Lighted the road leading home. Pray for me when you can, but no matter wherever I roam.
The Hungarian-born composer Erno Rapay and Lou Pollock wrote Diane. That was a recording by Mario Lanza in the 1950s. Interestingly, a recording of Diane by Paul Anka reached the top of the Australian charts in 1957. And later in the program, if I have time, I'll play another song written by Erno Rapay.
Yes, it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over.
bear writing songs of love, but not for me. Lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Not for me. I know that love's a game. I'm puzzled just the same. Was I a moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It all began so well, but what an end. This is that time affair that needs a friend. When every happy plot ends with a marriage knot, and there's no knot. No, not. No, not for me.
Dakota Staton wrote the Gershwin song, But Not For Me. Before that, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams recorded in 1978 a delightful song, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. It's about 8:08. You're listening to your community radio station, 2MCA FM. We broadcast on 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and stream on 2mce.org. I'm Graham Pascoe. The program is Morning Music. In June of 1931, a New York show called The Bandwagon opened. The score of songs for that show was written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. It starred Fred Astaire and his sister Adele Astaire. Here are two songs from The Bandwagon.
Beer goes very good with beer.
Oh, beer.
When I'm drinking beer, I'm thinking of life is near. But there's someone I love even more than beer. I love Louisa. Louisa loves me. When we roll on the merry-go-round, I kiss Louisa. And then Louisa, Louisa kissed me. We were so happy and free. Oh, God, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Oh, when I choose them, I love a great big bosom. Someday Louisa, Louisa will be more than just a trial line to me. Louisa, Louisa liebt mich. Wenn wir auf den Regen spielen gehen, ich küsse Louisa. Und mein Louisa, Louisa küsst mich. Wir sind so glücklich sind wir. Warum folge ich diese himmlische Louise? Will nicht mich exkusen, ich lieb einen großen Busen. Mir sagen Sterne so ferne im Blau, dass ich nimm Louise zur Frau.
That was the band of the Victorian jazz musician Bob Bernard, featuring in trumpet, Dancing in the Dark, from the Bandwagon 1931 New York show. And Fred Astaire, who starred in the show with his sister Adele, Fred Astaire sang I Love Louisa. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Cole Porter in 1891. I'll play one of Cole Porter's compositions.
Melody Road, we'll try again, just like we tried before.
Hi, I'm Susan, and I love us keeping each other company on Melody Road every Tuesday afternoon between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Sing along with the music classics I play. I'll play something especially for you every Tuesday afternoon. See you then.
Melody Road.
Got you under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in, I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you, I've got you, I've got you, I've got you, yes, I've got you.
I've Got You Under My Skin. Words and music by Cole Porter, and the singer was, who was it? Steve Lawrence, yes. Today's also the anniversary of the birth in 1915 of Les Paul. Do you remember this one?
Hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away. through a great tomorrow. But the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Condias, may God be with you. That was a recording by Les Paul and Mary Ford that topped the Australian hit parades in 1953. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth in 1915 of Les Paul.
There's danger in your eyes, Cherie. But I don't care. I'd give up paradise, Cherie, your love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's danger in your charm, Cherie, but oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, Cherie, and kiss, just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, Cherie, but I don't care.
Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie. Sung by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of Michelle Piastro in 1965, the song was written by Pete Wendling with lyrics by Jack Meskell.
I'm as happy as a king, feeling good and everything, just like a bird in the spring. Gotta let it out. It's my sweetie, can't you guess? Wild about him, I'll confess. Does he love me? That's why I shout.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Now everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. that's plain to see. What a dun 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 dun. What a letter, what a letter, dum. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Everybody Loves My Baby, sung by the trio that inspired the Andrews sisters, the Boswell sisters. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of the oldest of the Boswell sisters, Martha. The song was written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams.
Laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. Love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the sky. Some magical power brought us together like this, in this one magical power. Strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles. Honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you. Everybody loves a real love story, either in a book or in a play. Now if I were to tell you my love story, sweetheart, I would start this way. Together like this, in this one magical hour, strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles. Oh, honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about
that gave me you. Do you believe in miracles? Loretta Sell, who performed as Hildegard did in that song written by Pete Wendling, George Meyer and Sam Lewis. And you're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pesco.
Chissà cosa dirò e via dirò, cosa dirò.
American operatic soprano Grace Moore sang Chiri Biri Bin, a composition of the Italian songwriter Alberto Pestalozzi in 1898.
And now we open Song of Australia with a query. How can a man run a farm, compose songs, paint, play many instruments, yet still find time to be Australia's most beloved comedian? The answer is George Wallace. That sounds crazy, but so is George. Without that touch of slightly demented humour, he'd never have become the great comic who has us chuckling reminiscently long after the show's over. Here's a song he wrote, A Brown Slouch Hat. Joan Blake sings it, and it needs no introduction, for you know it already.
There is a symbol we love and adore it. You'll see it daily wherever you go. Long years have passed since our fathers once wore it. What is that symbol that we should all know? It's a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory. Don't you thrill as young Bill passes by? Don't you beam at that gleaming
band. But what do we remember when the boys have passed along, marching by so brave and strong? Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory.
As you heard, that was Joan Blake singing on an Australian radio program during World War II.
That's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, until the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we'll have the world and all its charms. And when this world is through with us,
of Love, written by Billy Hill in 1936, recorded by the Melbourne singer Edwin Duff in the 1960s.
Thank you.
Oliver Nelson's orchestra played Creole Love Song, written by Duke Ellington, and the featured sax player on the recording was Johnny Hodges.
It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other.
For Me, Forevermore, written by the Gershwin Brothers in 1936 or 1937, sung years later by Morgana King.